And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
All right, so the question is, what do you say when someone says, wow, that's expensive? So you've shown them your product, you've shown them your service, and they say, whoa there, boy, that's pricey. All right, so first of all, know that there's a little bit of unspoken energy there, in that if someone has a big respect for you, they're probably not going to say it in that manner. Like, wow, it's expensive. Okay, they would probably say something a little bit more respectful of, wow, that, you know, that's a little bit more than I thought, or something like that. If they say, wow, that's really expensive. Okay, and so when you play the price game, all right, you want to first manage the energy. Manage the energy. Now, where people fail at this in network marketing is they will try to say something generic and bland and boring, like, can't put a price on your health. Can't put a price on your health, right? And just not an effective line. It's just not effective. I don't think anyone in the history of mankind has ever said, wow, that's expensive, can't put a price on your health, and then say, you know what? You're right. You're right. You can't. You can't put a price on it. Let me go ahead and buy that thing. I don't think anyone in the history of mankind has ever said, you know what? You're so right. You can't put a price on health, right? So here's what I would suggest when it comes to this sort of thing. And I don't know what, you know, product or service you're with, and you know, you don't need to say it. But here's how I handle it. I handle it in an energy kind of way, right? And I say, you know, to be honest, you can, you know, there's about everything out there that you can get, you know, for cheaper. And, you know, to be honest, when I approached you, I really, you know, I really see you as a quality type person. And I don't know about you, but a lot of times I've bought cheaper things in my life that I regretted buying, that I regretted like going low on the price. You seem to me like a quality type person that would want something of high quality, which is what this is. Now, if you're dealing in supplements and health and wellness, I would create doubt. I would cast doubt on the alternatives. And you can do that very easily thanks to the New York State Attorney General, right? I'm not very good with time, but maybe 6 months ago, 12 months ago, something like that, the New York State Attorney General raided Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, and I think GNC, and they found that many of the things on their shelf did not contain what they said they did. And so I would cast doubt by saying, hey, listen, you know, to be honest, there are cheaper, and use that word cheaper, because cheaper doesn't really feel that great. Right? So when I'm describing an alternative, I want to kind of degrade it, right? I don't want to say more affordable, because more affordable sounds logical and sounds, you know, reasonable, right? So I want to kind of degrade other options. And so I might also incorporate the word try. So the word try is something that your leaders will tell you, don't ever use the word try, right? Well, there are instances where you might use the word try when you're wanting to indicate failure or struggle. And so I might say, hey, you know what? You could always try things that are cheaper, but I see you as a high quality person. And the truth is, you know, I read an article, New York State Attorney General raided a lot of these different things. Turns out they don't even have what you have in there. And so if you're going to try a cheaper alternative, heck, you might not even buy that, because it may not contain what you think it contains. In fact, it may contain harmful agents. So now I'm spiking up fear, right? Now I don't know your product or service, Nori, but if it's in health and wellness, very, very easy one to cast doubt and even increase fear on alternative options. Don't do something generic, right? But let's get back. So I see you as a high quality person. Now, how does that make someone feel? You know what? I see you as a high quality person. And you kind of nod your head like this if you're in front of them. I kind of see you as a high quality person. How does that make them feel? Kind of makes them feel good. If you can position someone in a way of being, they will more likely make the decisions that that being would make. I know this is some kind of advanced psychology here. I'm trying to keep it simple here. But I see you as a high quality person. And you know, the truth is, you could try, okay, try degrading. You could try some cheaper things. I don't even dignify them with, you know, cheaper vitamins. I say cheaper things. They're just things, right? I'm degrading. I'm not dignifying alternative options. You know, you could try, and I may even make this face if I'm face to face, you could try, you know, cheaper things. But the truth is, I read an article, New York State Attorney General raided CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, all these different places. Turns out they didn't even have what they said they had on the bottle, and some of them had harmful agents. So, you know, I don't know about you, but I see that it's beneficial to spend a little bit more to get the highest quality product. Ours is all organic. Ours is certified and organic, you know, blah, 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 blah. Use whatever, you know, benefits you can about your product, whatever. That's how I would handle that. That's is I degrade, not dignify the alternative options, and tell them that I see them as a being of high quality. And a being of high quality buys high quality things. Okay. Hopefully that helps you out, my friend, and rock on. Go sell that stuff.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.